Hello, hello.
Hello.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional unceded lands of the Musqueam people. And this is 24 hours of student power.
Woohoo!
Woo. Where are we, Lana?
Super special segment of 24 hours of student power. We are at the Belkin Art Gallery here on UBC campus. And one of our very own student execs, Bailey, our programming exec, is about to perform a little experimental contemporary quartet piece. Super exciting.
Yeah, this is the UBC Contemporary Players. Bailey is actually here. Do you want to say a little something?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the concert. I'll be playing in the first piece, so stay tuned for my one multiphonic note. You'll hear it. I'm excited to play it.
What is a multiphonic note?
It's like, it breaks up the harmonics, and so it's just like a bunch of harmonics all at once. It's like multiple notes at once, but it sounds like a gurgle, kind of. That's the best I can explain.
Experimental.
Sounds very, very difficult. The song they're going to be playing is Violent Water by Rajat Chowdhury, and we have Joel Christian on the flute, Yen Han Chen on the clarinet, Bailey Adams on the saxophone, alto sax, and Dana Sullivan on the bass trombone.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I believe they're about to start. We just heard the clapping.
Awesome. Bailey just handed us a little program. It's basically what I said. Sounds very cool, though.
Should we inform the audience on the background and the inspiration?
Yeah, sure.
Or should we leave it up to interpretation? Keep them on their toes. sorry. So the preface here is that water is a static and ever-present entity, yet its form is transient and its power gentle enough to heal wounds and violent enough to destroy civilizations. This is not so different from the omnipresence of humanity and its ability to think. A single thought can make sense of a universe and can cast a destructive approximation of concepts beyond mortal understanding. Existing in this dichotomy is an eternal violence.
Oh, wow.
Profound.
You have a beautiful reading voice.
Thank you.
Should get into audio. Book.
Should get into radio.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever thought about doing radio? Yeah. We actually have a guest sitting next to us, an audience member. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Cannon.
Are you excited for the show?
Absolutely.
What are you looking forward to?
Hearing it.
A multiphonic note.
Ain't that the truth? Okay.
Polyphonic.
Cannon said they thought all notes are polyphonic. What do you mean by that?
All notes can be broken down into different frequencies.
That's true.
It's true.
That's very true.
Just like visible light. Just like white light is all visible light.
Just like how shrimps can see more colors. Okay, seems like they're walking in now. So
all right,
we're about to get started on the music. This is the UBC Contemporary Players doing Violent Water by Rajat Chowdhury. Hello, hello.
And that was Violent Water by Rajat Chaudhary.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the Belkin Art Gallery on campus. This is the UBC Contemporary Players performance. We got a bunch of amazing master's students, including our very own programming executive, Bailey Adams, performing some awesome songs. And it looks like up next, we're going to have Annis Lee and Alexander Beggs playing violin and viola, respectively. They're going to be playing seven duos for Birds or Strings by Emily Doolittle.
I'm excited for this one. I heard them practicing earlier. Some crazy double stops in there.
Oh, yeah. You play violin, don't you?
I'm excited.
Did you play violin?
Yeah, I do, but...
You're not a master student.
It's been a while. Not a master student.
That's okay.
That ship has sailed.
Okay, awesome. Enjoy this performance, and we'll be back with lots and lots of songs.
Thank you.
listening to the CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Contemporary Players stream for the 24 Hours of Student Power event. I just played a piece, Violent Water. Okay, I can talk at a regular volume. I don't know. I'm just like, I have the like post-performance feels, so I'm like, like shaking. Just kidding. Anyways.
Well, we can confirm that it went super well.
Cool.
Let me ask the audience.
Next up, we have, Elias Tenenbaum, three sketches for flute, clarinet, and trombone.
Enjoy. Thank you.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're at the UBC Contemporary Players performance at the Belkin. And I just forgot to mention earlier that the director of this performance is Paolo Bortolussi and the teaching assistant is Ramzi Sadaka. So shout out to them for putting this all together. And up next, we got Drawing, set number 6, arranged by Sydney Hodgkinson. And we'll have Phoebe Cheng and Yanhan Chen on the violin. Sorry. Phoebe Chan on the violin, and then Yanhan Chen, Daniel Hayden, and Javier Pusa Caballero on the clarinet. Very exciting. We got a bass clarinet, which is awesome. I think the bass clarinet's like the coolest instrument ever.
Subversive clarinet.
So yeah, esoteric clarinet. but yeah, enjoy the performance. It's up next.
Welcome back. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the Belkin Art Gallery. And you just heard drawings, set number 6 by Sydney Hodkinson for a violin and clarinet quartet. And up next, we have 7 duos for birds or strings by Emily Doolittle. Again, I believe this is the part 2 because we heard the first 3 earlier, with Anis Lee on violin and Alexander Beggs on viola. And I think each piece is named after a bird species.
Yeah, all very hard to pronounce, so yeah. We cannot read those out.
Enjoy. Welcome back. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the UBC Contemporary Players Concert at the Belkin Gallery here at UBC. We have one last piece by Darren Shu called Sonic Response, composed in 2022, with for flute, clarinet, and violin. So
we got
Yegen Ganesan, Daniel Hayden, Javier Pusa Calabero, and Phoebe Chang on flute, clarinet, and violin, respectively.
So what's been your favorite performance so far, you think?
That's hard to pick. I'm partial, but I do love the one that Bailey performed.
Violent Water.
And I also really like the seven duos for birds or strings. Also partial. What about you?
I think I agree. I think I just really like the combo of like flute, clarinet, saxophone, and bass trombone. I don't know. I'm a big fan. But also all string instruments I think are super cool because I couldn't imagine playing any of them because it's so hard.
It is so hard.
And they're so dramatic, which is cool to listen to.
We can get some players on in a bit and talk to them about what they've been playing.
Yeah. Bailey, do you have
speaking
any...
Speaking of which...
Ninth, yeah. Heyo.
How do you feel about the performance so far?
They're about to play my favorite one, and my performance... Oh, I'm talking quietly. I was really nervous actually because I had to kind of like lead the group in and out of each section, but it went well, thank the Lord. I had a big like cue to do the end, which was like fun.
Okay, they're about to start. So we got Sonic Response composed by Darren Zhu. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and we just finished covering the UBC Contemporary Players Concert.
Yay!
How was it? Did you enjoy?
I really did, and for our listeners who can't be fully immersed in this little ambient setting, it's a very nice space to have it at.
It is. We had the film playing.
Yeah.
And then the film was kind of projecting onto we were all tried to wear like white or light colored shirts.
Yeah, it was really beautiful.
And the film kind of projected like onto our shirts, which was cool. But have you been able to like look around the exhibit yet?
Very briefly. There's some really cool stuff going on. Lots of art, science intersection.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll have time to discuss in our slot here, because
we
a lot more student programmers are just dying to get on air for 24 hours of student power. Beautiful setting, very sleek. Actually, let's get into the art science intersection. Let's do it.
It's low stakes, but I don't know.
We'll have a little casual.
Maybe if you want to just quickly ask or answer one question. You told me a cool story about the bricks on the Quantum Matter Institute. Yeah. Are you able to just give us like a quick rundown on the story behind that?
Yeah. So as the building was being built, one of our faculty members asked the architects if there was anything they could do to make the outside of the building look cool and maybe be a little more representative of everything that happens within the building. And he described a plane of atoms that exists in a class of materials that have long been studied by physics groups here at UBC. So very broadly speaking, these materials are called high-temperature superconductors. And one thing that makes them special is they've got these planes of copper and oxygen atoms that exist on their insides. And this is these planes of copper and oxygen is sort of where the magic of superconductivity happens. And in conversation with the architects, they decided that with light and dark colored bricks on top of the background of mostly white bricks that Huma is made of, they could represent how the copper and the oxygen are actually arranged microscopically within these materials.
Life imitates art.
It's super cool if you know what you're looking at. It looks neat if you don't know what you're looking at, and it's almost like a bit of a frosh exercise for when we get new graduate students. We can say, look at the outside of the building. Does this look familiar to you in any way?
Yeah, that's interesting. Have you ever been to the Quantum Matter Institute building?
I have. It's a very nice building.
I should say, this is we have James Day here.
Hello.
You are a research associate, is that correct?
I'm a research associate at the QMI. I've been with UBC for about 15 years. And most recently, I've been devoting a little bit of my time. This is how you and I know each other,
yes,
Bailey.
Yes.
I'm also the project coordinator with Arscientia. Which is a cluster research group between the QMI, the Department of Physics and Astronomy, and some friends here at the Belkin.
Cool. Yeah. I think it's great. Like, this book I have here actually is kind of like a collab between arts and science. Gödel, Escher, Bach. And it talks about, I guess not really physics, but the mathematics behind the strange loop concept, which Bach kind of employed through music and Escher through art. But I was always really interested in the science behind music, but I don't know much about physics. So
it's funny you sort of say that. So as I was listening to the concert that was just on, I was reminded how, so it's not uncommon for me to hear people say things like, oh, I get lost in the equations and I don't speak the math at all. I've played around on a guitar for 2.5 decades.
Okay.
I have no idea how to read music.
Really?
It's like, it feels like an otherworldly skill when someone can look at some sheet music and know what it says. And just hearing a couple of the composers talk about the pieces they'd written. This last one in particular, I actually want to see what the music sheets look like, because they talked about drawing these abstract shapes that became sharper or fuzzier. Anyways, I have no idea what that might look like.
We'll have to show you the music. Because even the score for the piece that I played was really interesting. It wasn't traditionally notated on a staff. It was a bunch of like charts almost of how the pitches should intertwine.
See, I'm so novice. I'm not even sure I know what that means.
It was
It was that sounds really hard.
Actually. It was interesting to read.
Yeah, you really need to know
Yeah, but yeah, thanks for telling us a little bit about the Quantum Matter Institute. Is there still going to be an art installation happening at some point there?
Hopefully soon. We're actually trying to get a piece up early next week, a sculpture. The longer we exist as a research cluster, this Ars Scientia thing, the more likely we are to get new bits and pieces of art up as conversation pieces and starters and ways to shift and reframe the way we think about things at the QMI.
Sweet. Cool. Well, everybody, it's been James Day. Physicist?
Yeah, I'm a doctor. Just not the kind of
you're
doctor
not a
that
doctor.
Helps people.
Okay. Wow. Physicist.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Thanks for having me over, Bailey.
Yeah, thanks for coming to the concert.
Okay.
Cool.
See ya.
All right. We're going to end pretty soon here. I think we could maybe get a composer really quickly to explain the piece. Did you want to do that?
Let's lure some people in. In the meantime, we have some pretty exciting shows planned for the rest of today in light of 24 hours of student power. I don't know, did I mention that before? We just want to promote as much as we can, because our student exec and student programmers have been putting in lots of time and effort into today's special programming. So stay tuned, and if you want to hear me and perhaps Bailey again later today, be sure to tune in at 6 p.m. to CITR 101.9 FM, where we will be broadcasting a special episode of Spit in Your Ear, the CITR Music Collective. And we've been fiddling around with our physical music library, so I think we will continue to do that. So stay tuned for that and a lot of other interesting student programming. But right now we are at the Belkin concert that just finished, and Bailey is trying to rally some composers to come and discuss what we just heard in the very few minutes that we have remaining. And hopefully, I wonder if we could get a player to come speak to us as well. Bailey has arrived.
So, all right. Hi, Raj.
Hello.
We've got 3 minutes left on air, but if you really quickly, in like 2 minutes, can describe to me your composition.
Sure. Yeah. I'll rapid fire. Okay.
Okay. So this is Raj, everybody.
Yes,
composer at UBC School of Music. Yes.
So basically, humanity has a tend to theorize and create abstractions of the world around us.
Mm-hmm.
But in those theories and in those abstractions, we miss a lot of like the actual detail and the way the world really works. And in doing so, there is an inherent violence and a destructiveness in that. So I wanted to create a piece that is like an abstraction of water. But because it is just a simple abstraction, there is inherently a violence in it, and I wanted to portray that violence within the piece.
Cool.
The piece itself is like the existence of it. It's a meta irony within itself. You know.
How did we do for the performance?
You guys were absolutely fantastic.
Did we capture your concept?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I really loved all the extended techniques that you all used, and the way you like worked so willingly and enthusiastically with me during rehearsals. It was really, really like. It was very, very inviting as a composer.
Oh, it was amazing to work with you. We kind of got to sit with Raj in rehearsals and like work out the piece as you composed it, which was a lot of fun. So it was cool, and the score was interesting too. Like,
it was my first time working in this kind of way and with this kind of format, like having a text-based score. Usually it's always like notated or graphic.
So what was the process to write that? I believe we only have a minute left, but I want to hear about this because this was really interesting.
Yeah, so for me, I always, part of my compositional process is to actually like write out words, and I'm a very like word driven, I like to write as well. So I figured with my composition process, if I can get the right words across and describe things properly, then the piece can come out right. So that was the kind of idea behind how I went about the score.
So it was very free-flowing and like intuitive for you? Or
yeah, that's how I generally tend to work, sort of kind of on the whim. And I was really just thinking about the kind of the poetic aspect of it and just getting that across in the score. And I think if someone could read that and get in the same headspace, then the piece would come out well.
Yeah, it really did. It felt very expressive and intense.
Thanks, Raj. It's awesome to get your hear from you about the piece. But
getting all the insider scoop.
Yeah, I mean, so that's about it. We're going to move on to the next program now. So thanks everyone for listening to our broadcast at the Belkin Gallery with the UBC Contemporary Players.
Thank you, and see you later.
See you later. 24 hours student power.
Hi, I'm Sookyun Lee, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, in Vancouver.